USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's a criminal investigation in Houston after 8 people were killed in a stampede at an outdoor concert on Friday night. It occurred while rapper Travis Scott was performing at the AstroWorld Festival at NRG Park, about 50,000 people on hand, posting on Twitter that he was absolutely devastated by what took place.
I could never imagine anything like this just happening.
Democratic New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says he's glad he made history by being the first Democrat to win re-election in his state in a very long time.
Thank God we put the programs in place we put in place. I think had we not, we might have been swept away as well.
Murphy saying on NBC's Meet the Press, if people want to see if the Democrats' social infrastructure bill can work, they should look at New Jersey, as it already does a lot of those things. And this is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Areas that observe daylight saving time have kissed it goodbye with standard time returning overnight. With the economy doing better, it appears President Biden's approval rating is doing the same. It had been suffering for months because the economy was suffering. Here's our Brad Bernards.
The narrative may have changed Friday.
Thanks to the economic plan we put through in Congress earlier this year and a successful vaccine deployment, America continues to add jobs at a record pace.
Government data showed that the U.S. added 531,000 jobs in October.
A Marvel superhero epic is this week's top movie in North America as Eternals earned $71 million in its first weekend in theaters in the U.S. and Canada. And coming in second is Dune, nearly $8 million for that. The sci-fi movie is also available for home viewing on HBO Max. In third place, the latest James Bond film, No Time to Die, making just over $6 million. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Maryland's governor, Republican Larry Hogan, says he remains very concerned about former President Trump's involvement in next year's elections. Hogan speaking on CNN's State of the Union saying,
if the former president interferes with primaries and tries to help nominate folks that are unelectable in the general election and say swing districts and purple states, that's going to hurt.
Hogan says he believes Glenn Youngkin benefited by Trump not being involved in his campaign for Virginia governor. Hogan says he doesn't believe Trump is going anywhere anytime soon, though, adding he agrees everyone needs to get vaccinated to end the pandemic, but he says he doesn't agree with President Biden's mandating vaccinations for federal workers. American Airlines is giving flight attendants who work during the holidays a one-time pay raise to get them to work the holidays. The increased holiday pay coming after some big problems during the Halloween weekend, blamed in part on huge operational challenges. Flight attendants who work Thanksgiving weekend and Christmas through New Year's will get a 150% premium, according to CNN. Those with no absence between November 15th and January 2nd will receive an even higher premium of 300% for the hours they work during that peak holiday period. And reporting from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.